Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to The Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. It's a looks good out there this morning. I know it's a little bit cold, but it looks really good.
Yeah, sun shining. Looks good. Not gloomy. I'm not mad at clear skies.
I don't think there's a daggone cloud in the sky.
I just don't see one at all. So it's very clear.
Yeah, I mean, WDRB this morning when I was, you know, I was in their tent for Thunder, so I was watching them when I was driving in, seeing a little Jude Redfield in the morning and stuff like that. And, yeah, they said it's going to warm up a lot.
That's
during
good.
The day, so we're going to like 70.
Thank you.
Because it was like cold, man. It was like frost last night. Hopefully, crazy. Everybody covered up their flowers.
Yes,
it was. You do crazy. That? You cover up your flowers?
I don't have any flowers.
You don't have any flowers?
But I know it was frost last night. So, but I do not have any.
I don't
flowers.
Bother. Yeah, I don't bother. I mean, here's the thing. It's like the flowers existed way before we were here, and they survived till now. Like they come up. And
you're not worried about it. No, worried
they'll
about the little frost.
Right, they'll be all right, right? I mean, now if I was a farmer.
I'm not a florist, so I have no
like if
clue
I was either. A farmer or a florist,
yeah.
Then I would care about it. But like they'll come back next year if they get frost tonight. Like, you know, I mean, is it crazy? Like right. If I was a strawberry farmer, I'd be out there with covering.
Yeah, making sure stuff's where it's supposed to be. Yeah, no,
right.
That's very true.
But like for me, I'm like, they're like, cover up your flowers in your garden. I'm like, it'll be fine. They pop up every year. I don't understand this, but maybe there's a reason. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's colder now than it was 1,000 years ago.
It's definitely
night.
Colder than it should be in mid to late April.
Right.
What are we doing?
Went from zero to summer. Went from winter to summer in March, and it was great.
Yes.
And then we had a couple like 85-day weekends, or it was like 3 Mondays in a row.
Yes.
It was like 85, and I'm like, why is this happening on a Monday? Not a Saturday.
Yes.
What are you doing, and Mother Nature? And then now it's kind of, we had some cold days, but I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen a Derby forecast. I think it's too far away.
Okay. Oh, you've been checking?
When do you start checking forecasts? Like for a football game or for Derby or something like that? When does Jeff Lightsey start
picking
them out?
So if the game is on Saturday, I don't look until about Thursday. I don't.
Oh, you go like 2 days ahead.
Yeah, yeah. And like Thursday, I start checking to see what's what. You know, just to kind of get my mind right, to kind of brace myself for whatever it may be—rain, cold, whatever. And then Friday, you're checking. Now
man,
you're going
so you
hour by
the,
hour.
The Derby forecast on Derby.
Now Derby not so much because I don't like Derby. I'm not really at the track. But it's outside of Oaks Day, so I go to track on Oaks Day.
Oh, you're an Oaks guy.
But I don't go on Derby Day. We do cookouts and stuff. Now I'll probably go this year because it's 150 and I've never been. I've never actually been to the track on Derby Day.
You haven't?
I've never been to the track on Derby Day.
There's an energy. Chase is supposedly going with me.
I'm going.
I'm questioning.
Okay. Yeah.
After being stood up on the spring game, I'm not.
He's like, I can miss spring game. I can't miss Derby.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's a different beast.
Different beast. So, all right. So, weather.com, take it for what it is here because this is very far in advance.
Very.
But the first Saturday in May, 80, partly cloudy.
I could deal with that.
Showers late. Showers late, and so I, you know, what does that mean timing wise?
Yeah, what is late?
But it says partly cloudy during the day. At night, mostly cloudy with some showers late. Winds. If we get this forecast, I think we are loving life. What happened last year to end a Derby? It was a great day.
Yeah,
great day. And then, like, when everybody was out there, like, waiting for transportation, absolutely poured down rain.
Oh, my God.
Everybody got soaked. But it all kind of worked out. So the guy that I was with, I lost track of him. I have utterly no idea where he went. Like, before the race.
He abandoned you, too?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Everybody left the abandoned Mark.
No, I know why he did. I know why he did. But we couldn't reconnect. So we were having. So I just went to the Gold Room and just hung out there in the bar for the next two races. It starts pouring down rain, and I'm like, thank God I'm not out there.
For us peasants, what is the Gold Room? Is that like, it sounds very fancy. So, it sounds like super superb.
Well, I don't know how it is in the setup now. Okay. But because, you know, everything's different over there now. Yeah. But basically what it did was, you know where the third floor clubhouse is? Backside of those windows and kind of, you know, you're coming up the escalators. It's the room on the left.
Okay.
So, you know, if you go right, there's like the new sports book. And if you walk up a little bit before the food court to the left, that's where the Gold Room is. Mm. And it's like a dining room with a bar or whatever. And I just was hanging out in there, just killing time, getting a seat and staying out of the weather because the rain was coming in.
Now, so. Derby last year, who were you rubbing elbows? Who'd you get to pass by last year while you're hanging out at Churchill with the dignitaries?
I saw Ryan Day first.
Okay.
Marcus Freeman. He had bad seats.
Oh, man.
saw that.
Notre Dame coach got bad seats?
He had bad seats.
That's crazy.
Kirk Herbstreit was there.
Okay.
I always see Mike Tice.
Okay.
The old Vikings coach. I always see, like every year, it's like our annual thing to say hello to Mike Tice, which is really random.
But there's
a lot of dudes there. You know, normally Fred McGriff was there, but he wasn't there last year.
Okay.
And he's usually with a buddy, Gip. He's usually with Gip and Gip's box, little Fred McGriff action.
Because I'd imagine most of these people are going to be here for 150.
Oh, I would imagine.
I'd imagine most of this.
And so
I
didn't go in Turf Club last year, but in years past when I've been able to get up there, like you see like Tom Brady and Dave Portnoy, saw Von Miller, Aaron Rodgers up there before. I mean, you see, and it's always like your mind just goes meld because, you know, it's just like you're surrounded by notables, you know. And you always see Dave Portnoy, he's always, you know, he's always either very happy or very angry.
He's never in between.
He's either thrilled that he just won a race or very angry and offended by everything. You know, and I don't know how to take that. You know, I just don't know how to take that.
Makes sense.
It's kind of dealing with dinner. To be honest with you. It's like I'm either extremely happy or nothing's right. It's kind of dealing with that to a lesser extent. But no, I'm looking forward to 150. I want to go out there and see the new updates. And it looks incredible.
Yeah, and from the videos I've seen, it does look really nice.
It feels like public like people are very upset because they want the old paddock. But I'm like, when they see this, I think they're going to be really pleased.
So did they add more seats? What exactly did they do? Do you know?
It's totally, it looks like a coliseum from the renderings, some of the photos and stuff. Yeah. I want to feel it. I want to go in there and actually see it, feel it, to like make my own determination. But the whole idea was that number one, the paddock is a place where it's obviously before a race, especially the Kentucky Derby, a lot of people flock to.
Yes.
And they don't have enough area. They didn't have enough area to kind of support all that. Mm-hmm. It was a lot of flat surface that, you know, and not everybody could see very well. Really had to be in the first two, three rows of folks to be able to see very well. And they did some things. They built like a step down and they did what they could. But this is more of a stadium within the stadium. You know, so like the ring now, it's like goes around and then also for the horse ownership groups that have gotten huge, like Blackout Racing Stable or Starlight Racing or whatever, when they get a horse in or even the Sacatoga Stables that had like Tis the Law and Funny Side and stuff like that. It's a huge group. They're coming in on buses.
Oh my goodness.
But they only got 15 people to go in, and they got a Kentucky Derby horse, and the people got to choose which 15 get to go in. Mm. This way everybody can come in, or at least more people can come in. I can't say everybody.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't get them in trouble, Mark.
But the idea is to try to get more of the supporters, the host ownership groups, because it's in Churchill Downs, Keeneland, in their best interest to get more people involved in horse racing. Because it keeps the sport going.
Yeah.
You know, you can't have horse racing without horse owners.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is just kind of, I think, their way, but also a cool way to, you know, build in some premium viewing areas.
Yeah.
Really great entry and exit for the horses and the host ownerships. So it's going to be great, but this is going to connect to the third floor clubhouse. Whereas before, if you were at Churchill Downs, if you were on the third floor, you had to go all the way down. This will allow you to come basically and view the paddock from the third floor and just walk back to your seat.
Well, that's nice.
You don't have to go up and down and all that stuff. You just got to go through and then back. And so your travel from the track to the paddock, if you're on the third floor, it's going to be super fast.
So you've got the expanded paddock. You've got the new sports book, obviously, since September. Like, and you got Derby 150 all kind of coming together this year. I mean, this is going to be pretty epic this year.
It was. And then Thunder, they had the waterfall.
That was awesome.
The waterfall, or the firefall, I guess is what it really is.
Yeah, they call it the waterfall. But
I love that.
Oh, it's my favorite.
That thing lit up.
I haven't seen it forever. And it had gone away. I didn't know they were bringing it back.
I didn't know it had gone away.
Yeah, so,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so they had it years ago. And it's been gone for a while. And so when I saw it, I was like, oh, like I didn't know it was bringing it back.
It's back.
And it was awesome. I was talking
to a guy from Zambelli. He does the fireworks inside the Yum Center, you know, the flame and stuff like that. And apparently the shell, that they're smaller than they used to be, like for the big, like the big boom, because I guess they don't make them anymore because there's like a ATF concern with them.
Wow.
And I'm like, but you could make them. He goes, yeah, I can make them, but take me forever to make as many as Thunder needs.
Yeah.
He goes, we'll just get the ones shipped in. And I'm like, we need to get these handmade, the big ones, the ones that break office building glass.
Ooh.
It's not Thunder if there's not glass broken. Okay. But no, apparently they're so big that, like, and I guess not a lot of people were buying them or whatever, that they started making a smaller shell. So the shells that everybody remembers from, like, the original Thunder, like, 10 years ago, like, those aren't around anymore. But they're still, I mean, that finale was still amazing.
Yeah, I have no complaints. It looked really nice to me, man. I'm a big fireworks person anyway. So
are
I just
you?
Like fireworks. Yeah, I do.
You
like
set them
fireworks.
Off?
Yeah, yeah. During 4th of July, yeah. Oh, you're not a fireworks.
I'm retired.
Retired.
I used to. Yeah. Now I've got kids and people rely on me for, you know, me making a living and stuff like that.
So they need you around? They need me around.
They need my eyes and fingers.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't need any firework disasters.
I'm retired from that.
I've done my
tour of duty.
Yes. So I still am in the bunker.
You're about to be a dad, though, Jeff.
Yeah. But,
you got to think about this.
So maybe I'll retire after this year, but as of this year, I'm still lighting fireworks because I'm still a big fireworks person. But no, so that is interesting that they've downsized in that way. So
yeah. So well, that's not really a downsizing. It's more of a forced.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like they're forced to do it. I mean,
still looks good.
The guy at Zambelli is like, we could make them, but take forever. Like a whole team, a whole year. Let's read some text line. Are we going to do Louisville Live in the paddock enclosure? I kind of like that idea. But we're doing the revival, right?
Yeah.
So
that's the name. That's what
we've got to have it in a giant tent. Like, you know, like a revival. We got to lean into this.
Revival?
Yeah. Just no snakes.
Yeah.
Just no snakes.
I don't know. I think the paddock situation is a lot better than the big tent. And that sounds hot. And something, because I'm good on the church revival thing.
I do feel like Louisville Live will come back.
Absolutely. Come on.
And I hope it's at Churchill Downs.
Oh, that would be awesome. It was very awesome when they
did it. I loved it at Churchill. 4th Street was cool. I missed it
at 4th Street.
You didn't see it at 4th Street?
But I wasn't there. I liked
4th Street. It got too big for 4th Street. For the available area that they had for the court and the viewing. I mean, but you could bring it back there. And the nice thing about 4th Street is that it's covered.
Yes.
You know, you don't have...
Because it gets cold during
If it's
time.
Raining or something like that, like, you don't have to worry about it getting washed out. You can still have the event. At Churchill, it's at risk.
Yeah.
You know, if something rain happens or something like that. Texter says they had to monetize the paddocks. Sucks for us average folks. That's actually true, but not true. So, in one hand, there are paid spots inside the paddock, but you can go in as a general admission person and go into the paddock on a day-to-day basis. Now, on Derby and Oaks, you can't get to the front side if you don't have a seat. You know what I mean? So, like, it's all-inclusive that way. So, general admission is infield only on Oaks and Derby Day.
Yeah.
So, true, but not all the way true. Have you talked about Diener's selfie and that hat? Haven't discussed the hat.
What was the hat? I missed the hat. It was just,
it's like a straw hat.
Okay, yeah.
Like
I saw the Dabo selfie. I mean, everybody saw that. But.
Yeah, whenever I saw the... Yeah, we did talk about it. Man, I'll tell you what, man. That guy... If Steve Spurrier was there, he'd become a Flora fan.
He's just a chameleon.
He's just a chameleon. You don't know. Chase is standing me up. Diener's turning his back on Louisville. But he's giving money to the NIL, and he's hanging out with Jeff Brom on spring break and Dabo Swinney at Kenny Chesney concerts. I don't know. I don't know what to think about that.
How do I make this up to you, Mark?
I don't know. Exactly, because he keeps breaking it up. Now, Mark, how do you feel? Is Diener now more of an NIL guy than you? Because you were the original NIL guy.
You see the sticker?
Yeah, so what's it say? That's what I'm
what's
saying.
What's it say? It says,
like, founding member.
Founding member of the
and that's the original logo. The logo has changed.
Yeah.
Your sticker got some wear and tear on it. That means it's been around for a while.
Yeah. Who discovered America? Christopher Columbus, right? Right. Who came later? Anybody know that? Anybody else's name? You got to go to Ellis Island, check the book. All right. For 2 years, he's like, yeah, you give your $30 and you're giving, you don't even know where it's going. You don't even know where it's going. And it admonished me over my $30 donation. And then all of a sudden he gives money and he's Mr. NIL.
He's
okay.
Mr. NIL.
Okay, fine. Texter says, most of us won't see the new paddock. They moved us to the stupid infield or keeps us at home. Churchill doesn't care about normal fans. I'm like, I don't think that you're right about that, but I hate that you feel that way. Good weather for the spring game, Thunder, and it looks like balloon glow. No way Derby is good. That's true. I wouldn't say Thunder weather was good.
It was cold.
Good.
It was cold.
Guys. It was
no rain. There was no rain.
It was attendable.
But it was attendable. If you had to bundle up. But it was there.
I was in a tent.
Yeah,
you're I was fine.
Yeah, that's peasants. You know? Away from the peasants. Get away from the peasants, okay. But it was cool though.
Jake from State Farm asked for too much NIL.
Probably so.
Oh my gosh.
He's everywhere.
Let's see. Let's go to the top because I can't read all these. Didn't know that. That's cool. Talking about that average fans can get into the paddock on a normal day. But obviously, Derby and Oaks are always different. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think traditionally a lot of people would buy general admission tickets, you know, and go and just hang out in the paddock in the front side and fill up that area and hang out the paddock all day. It's true that you can't do that anymore. You know, but that's been that way since COVID happened. Since they've gone all-inclusive, and part of the reason why they went all-inclusive is because they couldn't hire enough people to run the registers and make the drinks by skipping the register part of it. They speed up all the lines, and they don't have to have as many food and beverage employees. They need to make sure they have people to work the totes.
Yeah.
You know, that they come in and take, you know, to take money on the wagers and stuff like that. And if they're ringing you up for an $8 hot dog, it's not... No, but if you can just make the hot dog and wrap it, it's just grab and go, grab and go. The transaction is no transaction. You just grab your stuff. It's way faster. And I think I actually think it enhances the experience.
Yeah.
When you're paying what you're paying to go to the Kentucky Derby, you know, on a ticket, and it's nice that there's something there that's free.
Yeah.
That you can just grab your mint julep and your Oaks Lily and that you're not standing in line after line after line. Mm-hmm. You know, you can bet on your phone. You can grab and go. It enhances the experience.
Absolutely.
To a place that – but what you have to do to that is you can't let general admission people in places where there's free food.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of the trade-off. And that does suck. But if they're getting $2,000 for a ticket, guys, like – and you're paying $50, like you're not,
it's a big
or $100, you're not getting in.
It's a big difference.
So, sorry. Diener and the lizard are about the same height, so maybe DD is a chameleon? Maybe he is. It might be. Texter says, I've been to all Louisville Live events. 4th Street was miserably hot both times with zero airflow, elbow to elbow with everybody. Churchill is by far the best because you got the freedom of movement, good vantage points, and everything Churchill Downs and Racing has to offer. Bat Stadium was definitely the best for viewing and vantage point and seating, but that was about all it had to offer. I think it was
cold that day, too.
The bats had it later so that they could get DJ Wagner into camp on, and he didn't show up.
So is that what that was about? Yeah. That's the first time I've ever heard that. Oh, wow.
No, they moved. They had Louisville Live when they had Louisville Live to get DJ Wagner there, and then he didn't show. So we were all out there in the cold for no reason.
Wow.
So
okay. Yeah. More, the DJ Wagner stories never stop. It never. Seems like, wow.
No,
okay.
No, it's really expensive. I mean, but I liked it at the bats, but if you're going to have it at the bats too, you do have to wait for them to finish playing.
Yes.
You know, that's also part of the equation, but that's one of the reasons why they chose Slugger Field. Mm. So, but you know, 4th Street was a little, it kind of outgrew that. Mm-hmm. You could wheel it back there, though.
I don't know. Not in the year one of Pat Kelsey.
No.
Because, I mean, it's going to be way. If there was too many people for Chris Mack.
Right.
Year one of Pat Kelsey and the roster that we think he's constructing right now and the energy and everything that he's bringing to this team, this revival. Yeah. If you're saying it was elbow to elbow, then it may be people on top of each other if he brings it back
right,
this year.
Right.
So it'll probably have to be.
But Churchill's great just because of. You know, night racing's out there. Mm-hmm. You're doing all that, and you already have something going on. And so, like, I took the kids. Like, we went out there, and, we were hanging out. We were watching Louisville Live, did that. And then I showed, and then I took the kids and showed them how to gamble on horses. Ren hit a couple exactas. It was really fun.
Yeah,
you know what
fun.
I mean? Like, and there was, like, a silent disco going on, and they liked that a lot. So, like, there's multiple things happening at the track so that, and there's plenty of parking, and people can attend it, and you kind of make a night out of it. And I don't know. I like that. I like that. And you know, it was cool at Slugger. I mean, it didn't have the energy because, like, Kenny Payne didn't understand it. And the staff didn't understand it. It's like being at a weird middle school dance where nobody knew where to put their hands. They just didn't understand. Why would we promote the program? I don't understand. Why would we do this?
Well, we know that's not going to be the case with this team and this coach and this program because – you know, they've done literally everything to promote the brand.
Can you imagine being in marketing at U of L under Kenny Payne?
I mean, easy job.
Why am I here?
Hey, I was just like, you had a pretty easy job.
am I here?
Like, I mean,
no, because as a marketer, you want to do it.
No, exactly.
Like, you want to push the envelope. You want to do things and promote the program. But you're like, why am I even trying?
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. And then to go from that to Kelsey, like where you're busy all day every day.
I know
because he's literally everywhere.
He's everywhere doing everything.
Everywhere here in Cincinnati, doing national, doing literally everything that he could do.
Zach Greenwell's job just went up like.
It took a 180.
Yeah, he's
it
like
took a 180.
He's like, oh my god, now I have to work.
Exactly. Literally, has to tell people no, like, hey,
right.
or postpone it or push it out a week or two,
totally.
Three, or because he's so booked and busy all the time. So no, and recruiting a roster all at the same time. Like,
correct.
You still gotta get it in as far as getting players, right? Scheduling visits, scheduling commits, whatever. And doing all your media obligations, because it doesn't seem like he tells anybody no.
Like,
it doesn't seem like Kelsey is saying no to anyone, any and everybody that wants to talk to him. He seems to be on their platform, and it's been pretty cool to watch.
Yeah, we'll have to get him back on the show. I haven't had a chance to meet him yet, just because I was in Hawaii and all that. Mm-hmm. And I know that he's been – but I was kind of hoping he was going to be at the spring game, because I was hoping to see him there. But I'll get on his radar after Derby. There's just a lot going on in this town, and for him right now as well. But I'm really excited about it and everything like that. So, and we do know Kenny Payne's salary at Arkansas is going to be $900,000.
Whoa.
We offsetting that at all? Do we know?
No,
we
offset doesn't that? Sound like it. Doesn't look like it.
He's going to get paid so much money.
I mean, this man's making a lot. He's getting 2.5 from Louisville
for the next three years.
And then 900K on top of that, which is the highest salary an Arkansas assistant's ever had. That's what the report said. So his buddy Cal's taking care of him down there in Fayetteville. He's spending all the coins that Mr. Dino Nuggets Tyson Chicken has to offer, because he's getting Kenny paid. He's getting the players paid. I mean,
are the Dino Nuggets any good?
I doubt it.
How do we, like chicken aren't shaped like that.
Highly it used to be good.
Like, are they good?
It used to be when I was five. Or 10.
Yeah. Yeah, they're probably really good to a bunch of second graders. But don't know if
I've never understood the idea of like getting like shaped chicken like that. Like, you could cut it, you could go buy chicken from the store that's fresh.
Yeah, because it's not real chicken, Mark.
Is it not real chicken?
No, it's processed meat. This is like...
I always thought it was some form of chicken. Is it not chicken?
Yeah, it's probably the chicken scraps. It's like they just mush it all together. It's cheap. Yeah, it's not like when you go to...
We don't buy it. We don't really buy it.
When you go buy real chicken, like you said, it's not shaped in a nugget form.
We had the chicken breast.
Yeah.
Cut it up. Cut it into strips, because that's the thing they get you on at these grocery stores. How they get you? If they already have it in the tenders, then
they charge you more.
Mm-hmm. But if you just buy the chicken breast, it's like a lot cheaper, and you actually get more meat, more food. And if all you have to do is get out the knife, all you have to do is get
a little more work. Yeah,
it's a little
you're paying for
work.
Convenience when you buy the tenderloin.
Yeah, but 100% more convenience. For the convenience, what? Anyway, so we'll continue to roll along. Go see our friends over there at Louisville Family Audiology. They'll help you. They're going to have a grand opening of a new location week after Derby, and we're going to be over there kind of telling people about that. If you're dealing with hearing loss, if you have somebody in your life that's dealing with hearing loss, go send them over there to Louisville Family Audiology. Look them up online, LouisvilleFamilyAudiology.com. They'll take care of you. They'll have a comprehensive and complimentary hearing evaluation they'll perform for you. And really, it's night and day when you start to hear better. You're not saying what or huh. And a lot of times when you're dealing with hearing loss, things will happen or they're said and you don't hear them and you don't even ask people to repeat them because you're embarrassed about it. And you end up missing things. It might happen. It might affect you at work, might affect you with your family. You might miss an opportunity. You don't want to do that. And so go see your friends over there at Louisville Family Audiology. They'll take good care of you. And I'm telling you, the technology that they have there to kind of help you with your hearing, a lot of people won't even know if you're wearing hearing aids. So go see them over there, Louisville Family Audiology. Tell them Blankenbaker and ESPN Louisville sent you over there. They'll take amazing care of you. We'll be back next. We'll read more of these text lines because the text line is blown up about dino nuggets. So I feel like we need to get into this a little bit, go a little V show. I gotta talk about these tweezers that are left here, and we'll continue to roll along here on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 Deville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
We're having an all-night revival. Some call the women and some will steal the Bible.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back. Maybe that's where Diener is. Maybe he's at a revival. Maybe he's got a bottle of Beam and Johnny Cash on the vinyl. I don't know. That could work out. Big thanks to Jim Beam and the James B. Beam Distillery and Company, by the way. They're going to be a big part of our Derby Week coverage that we have going on down there. And they've obviously hosted me a number of times. You've probably heard me talk about the Claremont Supper Club and some of the things they have going on. They've got a series of events coming up this summer. Either they're going to have a Claremont Supper Club on the 16th of May, but before that they're going to have I guess it's like horses, and I don't know the name of it, but it's going to be geared around the Kentucky Derby. It's like a special event that they're going to have down there, a dinner, Derby Week. Go check them out on the events page, and I'm telling you, the food is awesome. Okay, like it's only open for dinner because it's open for lunch like every day. Like you can go down there anytime and do a tour, but I would book it online, but like you can go in there for lunch anytime you want to. The food's awesome for lunch, but it's only open like maybe 20-25 times maybe a year for dinner, and it's an amazing restaurant for dinner. Like it's always different, and it's incredible. So whenever they have a special event down there, get yourself down there to James B. Beam Distilling and stuff like that. So Jeff, man, I mean, the spring game was fun. Who stood out to you? Because I know we talked about Shuck Bell. Who else stood out to you?
The one I talked about it on Saturday, Kiwan Brown. I just like the fact that he was running super hard, and he looked like Marshawn Lynch to just run through your face. Now, they were only playing through the thud, so they weren't really trying to take people to the ground.
Yeah,
just to prevent.
Looked
all
like
injuries.
He wanted more.
Yes, and it looks like you couldn't see like him in full capacity just to the thud because you have to stop, right?
Right.
Like but when he would like keep running, it's like, oh man, I just want to see what that looks like when the guy across from him doesn't have a Cardinal bird on his helmet. Right, yeah. Like when he has a Clemson or a Florida State or whatever, like what that looks like, because I think that dude could be really, really good when he gets his opportunity. So, yeah, Kiwan Brown is a guy I really, really can't wait to see during the season.
Tavon Holloway I really liked a lot in the secondary. I think he's super athletic.
Yes.
I mean, he might be our most athletic player now. I think he might need to, grow into his role a little bit. He's got to obviously kind of have the summertime to kind of, go get the install of the defense again and things like that. But he's a young player that I just think has a ton of speed and a ton of size.
He's a big, long corner.
Looks kind of more like a safety, like a skinny safety. But he is, I think he's a really good player. I'm excited about this team. MJ Griffin will be able to play.
Yeah,
obviously, we'll see him next. Mark Redmond wasn't out there. Thor Griffith wasn't out there. I'm trying to think of who else was. Callaway, Ja'Cory Brooks wasn't out there. Tyler Barron wasn't out there. And we'll have to find out what the story is on Tyler Barron there.
Because his name was floated out there during the fiasco.
That's part of the whole misinformation campaign. Mm-hmm. Like, I think Ruben Unajai, I'm saying his name, I think he is gone.
Yeah, he was the only one that was confirmed to actually be leaving.
Correct, because, like, Makete Gaye was out there.
Yeah, it's just
so, like,
wild.
what's the guy's name from 24/7? I'm blanking.
Brandon Marcello.
Brandon Marcello, thank you. He's like, I got the MGs messed up on the offensive lineman. It should have been Makete Gaye. When I'm going out there, I'm like, well, there's Makete Gaye.
Yeah, I saw him too.
Now, is he probably going to transfer out? Surprise me, but he's played in the spring game. Mm-hmm.
There's no announcement made yet. Because the spring game was Saturday. They very well could have been, and the portal's been open since the 16th. There very well could have been an announcement by now. Once again, it's not to say there won't be one, but it hasn't been made yet. And I made this point, too, about how cool it was by Brom and staff by having the having the spring game on the 19th when the portal opened on the 16th. That was all for the fans. Like, that was all for the fans, for us and our experience to have, like, a full Thunder weekend. Because you got to think about what they are dealing with.
Sure.
They're dealing with their own roster kind of fluctuating, right? Guys wanting to hit the portal because it opened on the 16th.
Right.
So you got to work with compliance and make sure those guys are taken care of. Then you have to prepare for a spring game. Like, as we saw, like, there was a lot of logistics that went into that. And Greg Brom kind of handled all the other stuff outside of football, but then you have an actual football to be played while you're also recruiting the portal.
Yes.
Like, the portal's open, so you're doing all of this kind of all at the same time, all because you decided to push your spring game back for the betterment of the fans, making your job more difficult, but making sure we have a great experience, and that's awesome on their part.
I hope it stays there, too.
Yeah.
Like, as long as the dates always work out with the spring calendar that you're allowed to do with the NCAA, because there is that type
weird.
Of thing. I think every now and then it goes really late and might be a little weird, but the Friday before Thunder is great, and we had great weather out there. It was warmer than it was on Thursday on Thunder Day.
It was,
which was awesome. I mean, if it could have been Thursday, Thursday's weather was the peak.
Yeah,
last week that was just unbelievable out there at Keeneland, and then James B being distillery, and then seven cocktails. I was hurt Friday, man. When that bear nose came in, that you talk about a revival, that revived me. Because I was dead. Like, I came in, did the show. It was like a Jordan game.
Like the flu game?
Done.
You did the flu game?
I mean,
your show was the Jordan flu game. Mark Blankenbaker,
Because the thing is, it's like, Jim Beam, they're so generous.
Ooh.
They're so generous.
That's always nice.
And I'm well built. for that environment.
Yes.
But that is next level, and I was not prepared for
well, if that. You need a sub, man, next time I sub in, I'll you can sub me in.
Well, it was the whole day, though. Yeah. You know, I think I would have been fine if it would have been like, if I didn't go to Keeneland earlier today, and I didn't go to seven cocktails after Rick Kieber's Globrand place. But no, it was an awesome day.
How is that? That's new. I didn't know that was Kieber's, but that is new and it looks awesome.
I think it's his wife Bella's project.
Okay.
But I think within the Globrand, it's amazing.
Yeah, it looks just from the pictures I've seen.
Incredible cocktails, cool vibe. You know, it's not a real big place, but it's big enough. Mm-hmm. And they have an incredible cocktails selection and bourbon selection if you're into that.
Yeah, I might have to check that out soon.
I'm a big fan of the mango margarita that they have in there. I don't know. It's got a special name. They all have names.
Yeah.
I just know it as the mango margarita.
I'm going to guess it was mango Rita.
No, it wasn't like that.
That is a good name, but maybe not a name for a place like this. This place looks really fancy.
So. It's got a fancy name. But yeah. But, and you know, so, but anyway, my buddy, I ordered the mango margarita, and then he bought a bottle of champagne.
Oh, man.
And I was like, damn, I don't know if I can do all this. And I couldn't because it was at the end of the day, and it's just like, okay, this is a this is a lot. So anyway, I loved, and also guys that stood out to me, Stanquan Clark.
Yes.
TJ Quinn. And a lot of the guys were on defense that really stood out. The transfer from Texas A&M.
Jurontae Davis.
Davis. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to start studying these names because I feel like I'm reverting to the transfer linebacker from Texas A&M, the Washington point guard, six-man player of the year. I know their profile more than I know their names, and it's because we got 45 freaking guys coming in and out on football, and like we just lost 13 guys in basketball, and we're going to recruit a whole new 13.
Yes.
To get 13, we're going to recruit 50. So it's just like, this is a lot of work.
It is.
A lot of memory. Work.
And, I mean, there's the names that are out there that we know of from the public. There's names that we probably don't know. Because think about it. We didn't know Chucky Hepburn until it just popped up.
On the crystal balls.
Yeah. We didn't know about Corin Johnson until he just started popping. So these coaches are in contact with guys that we just don't know yet.
I was talking to Dan Furman over there at 502 Circle at the spring game. And, he was basically like, you see the reporting. But there's a lot of guys that we talk to that you may never know that we were involved with. I know that's the case for football because I know some of the people that they talked to, the Navigator got reported on. Mm-hmm. And
we saw Brady at the airport. So he's speaking to saw Brady there hanging out. Yeah.
So, but it's cool to know that there's a lot of activity going on.
Yes.
And there are discussions with players that, maybe we had a conversation. Maybe we even got to the money part of it. But maybe it was just more exploratory, and so you knock those. It's the same thing with coaching candidates.
Yeah,
I'm sure we talked to Billy Donovan and Jay Wright and all these other people, but if the money's not there, if their heart's not into coaching college basketball, then you move on, and we don't really report on it. It's the same type of thing. So and then there are even guys. It's funny because I think Josh Hurd alluded to this when his conversation with Tyler Griever over the weekend at the spring game as well, that Louisville gets added on to some of these kids' final list, and Louisville's not really involved with them.
Yes.
And he's like, well, it's kind of weird. I didn't know we were involved with that guy. Yeah. And it's like, well, they're not, but they're making it appear that this player is better player than maybe actually is. So
it's crazy because that is a change of pace. Think about it. That just wasn't happening the last few years, at least on the basketball
nobody
thing.
Would. Nobody.
Not
with basketball.
Yeah, you weren't just adding Louisville for the sake of adding the brand because the brand was devalued. I mean, just call it what it was. It was devalued. But now, because you're in on highly touted prospects, now that you've landed commitments from big-time transfers, okay, now your value is up. Now you're worth something. Now it's worth adding you to my top 8, my top 13, my top 12, or whatever it may be. Now, because I know, one, your coach is active, he's winning, he's a guy that's won a ton of basketball, and you guys are popping now. You guys are hot again. You are a team that is checking in with a lot of different guys who can contribute and make things happen on a basketball court, and that helps. Now, okay, we're being reminded that we are who we think we are. We are who we think we are. We're Louisville basketball. And like for a while, we thought we were one thing, but we're kind of viewed as another thing. We weren't putting ourselves out there as a program that way. But now it's like, okay, we're back to being Louisville basketball.
And then the Corey Alexanders of the world needed to tell us that we needed to wait around. This is going to turn. No, it's not.
Stop it.
No, it's dude. Not.
Stop it.
Texter. We'll read some text here. Pisses me off. Kenny's getting extremely rich for doing absolutely nothing. Hate to tell you, he's already rich. Texter says they taste like Tyson chicken nuggets. Shape doesn't really affect the taste. Okay. So the regular nuggets and the Dino nuggets are the same product.
Yeah, they're the same.
One's just in a shape.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. KP makes more money for doing less than anybody I know. that is, I think, what the average person, like, we all get up and go to work every day, and you know, what do you make an hour or whatever it is? I mean, you might make $15 to $40 an hour. If you're listening to this show, I mean, I know some people make less, some people make more, but like that's probably the most
range.
People.
It's a range.
Most people are probably there, and to see the money that like a failure. Is gonna basically make, and then there are really like people that lose their jobs for no reasons because of mergers and a lot of that stuff goes on. You know, we're like, oh, this company buys this company, or this new boss came in and they don't
that whole section.
Yeah, they
layoffs.
Wipe a whole section, and it's nobody's fault.
Yeah,
you were good at your job, but you got laid off. I think that's a tough pill for people to swallow when they see people like Kenny Payne get bought out. But it happens a lot in sports.
Yes.
It's just kind of the way it goes. Texter asks if I've ever heard of meat glue. What's meat glue?
Yeah, that's a new one to me. Chase, you got anything on that?
I'm assuming it has something to do with the way that Tyson chicken's made. And it doesn't sound appetizing.
I don't want
to
eat glue.
At all. Not at all, now, but I'm definitely sounds like some processed meat stuff going on there.
I'm not
going
to touch these, but do either one of you know why there are tweezers sitting here in the studio?
Mark, I have no clue why there's tweezers sitting in this studio. It sounds like a V-show project.
Like it's okay if like you have tweezers in your bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you take them out, you go to the restroom, you tweeze whatever you've got to tweeze.
Mm-hmm.
But who sits here where other people are going to sit and bring out, not just bring out the tweezers, but leave them here.
Yes.
This is what happens when you enter into a workplace with the Valvinos. Okay. The rules of society, for whatever reason, no longer apply. And why? Like, why would this be a thing where there are tweezers here? Because, like, I'm sitting here thinking, have I ever been at this desk talking to Diener or Jeff Lightsey Jr. like I am today? And needed a tweezer while I'm chatting with you. Have I ever needed it?
Probably not.
And if I did need it.
Did you have a splinter? Did you run
your maybe
hand
I had a splinter. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take those tweezers and I'm going to put them back into my bag so that the next person who comes and sits here isn't repulsed by the idea that somebody else's tweezers are sitting here on the desk. This is what we're talking about. All the time. Constantly. Jeez, what's going on in here?
It's happening.
What's happening? And I know.
I heard your rant last week, too, about James doing all the
cuts. James. Oh, yeah. And all the producers. Well, I didn't know he was supposed to do. Oh, because James is supposed to do everything. James is going to hold your hand. James is going to wipe your booty up. When Zach goes to the bathroom, did James go in there and wipe his ass?
I don't think so. I highly doubt it.
Nick, when you go in there, does James clean up the toilet after you use it or the sink? What's going on? I'm tired of this stuff. Get it together, adults. Start being adults. Bob, pick up your tweezers. All right. But no. If you didn't hear, the Reds swept. The Reds swept. They got the Phillies tonight on ESPN 680, 105.7. 6:10 will be our coverage. We'll start there. We'll have full play-by-play tomorrow. We'll have Louisville baseball versus Western Kentucky at 5:50 on 93.9. We'll also have the Reds and Phillies. We'll have the whole series every day, 6:10, Monday through Wednesday on 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Guys, go see our friends over there at Tri-Statements Health. I mean, they really can help you, you know, get your life back. You know, energy levels, different things like that. Maybe you want to lose some weight. Maybe you're one of the men over 50 dealing with erectile dysfunction. 50% of men over 50 deal with some form of erectile dysfunction. You don't need to deal with that. Go take care of yourself. You know, get on top of it. Go see them over there at Tri-State Men's Health. They've got 6 locations. One here in Louisville at 950 Breckenridge Lane. It really can help you. Go online. Take the TriStateMensHealth.com. Take the low T quiz online. Look into the semi-glutide weight loss program. I'm down 23 pounds. James Strebel, Nick Valvano, if he can follow the directions, and Steve Rummage are all going to be out there doing this. And you're going to see a lot less of Rummage and Nick soon if Nick follows the directions. I don't know what these tweezers are, though. All right. Go see him. Try State Men's Health.